Mike Trout and the Angels wrap up a crucial series against the Rangers, but it's Elvis Andrus who puts on a show for that young man in Arlington.
And the next delivery, and this one is hit well into left field, and it is gone. Elvis Andrus connects. Second home run for him this weekend. That's his 17th of the season. That's a career best. And this game is now tied at two. Here's the next pitch. And this one is hit well into center field. Trout is going back. He's looking up, and it's gone. Dead center, Chirinos hits his 16th home run of the season. That is a two-run shot, and that gives the Rangers a 4-2 lead. Pitch number 93 of the day, and here it comes, and this one is hit well in the left field, and it's gonna go over the out-of-town scoreboard. Another home run. The Shields doesn't hit many, just his fourth of the season. And now the lead is 5-2, Texas. One out, one on, one strike on Andrus. The next pitch, and he blasts the ball down the left field side. It's tight to the line, and it is gone. Boy, what a power surge this season for Andrus. He's hit 18 home runs already this season. He had never had more than eight in a single season, and he did that last season for the first time. And the Rangers have broken the game open a bit. They lead it 7-3. One ball, two strikes. Fans on their feet. Angels down by a run, 7-6. Next pitch from Barnett. This one is chopped down to third. It's handled there by Gallo. He throws to second in time, and the inning and ball game is over. Boy, Gallo looked a little shaky on that one, but they do get the out at second on Cole Calhoun. The game ends on the fielder's choice, 5-4 at second base, and the Rangers hold on. Angels got three here in the ninth inning, but not enough, and end up leaving the bases loaded. Again, the final here today, Texas over the Angels 7-6.
So the Angels score three times in the ninth inning, but their rally falls just short. Tony Barnett gets credit for the save in support of Martin Perez, who allows three runs over six to get the win. Texas takes 2 of 3 from the Angels. Sunday's loss puts the Angels at 70-67 on the year. They remain 1.5 games back of the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the manager, Mike Socia.
It was real. I mean, it's pretty cut and dried. You didn't have as crisp a command this afternoon, certainly with his breaking ball. He just didn't get a chance to bring that good mix that he had, last time in. He was, he gave a lot of counts back, missed some spots with his fastball that, were close, but he just missed and, just had a tough time just commanding counts this afternoon. And, we got 10 runners and three-plus innings at 90-plus pitches. It's tough.
Were you concerned at all about the rotation at this point?
Well, I don't think there's a night that a manager in the major leagues doesn't go to bed worried about the rotation. And it's the last thing you think about when you wake up. It's the first thing you think about. I've said that every time you ask, Fletch.
In particular right now, though.
Okay. I'm sleeping okay.
You guys had obviously been counting on, Skaggs and Haney to kind of bolster that rotation, but they've kind of, struggled since they came back from the disabled list. What gives you the confidence that they'll still be able to turn around over the last couple weeks?
Well, the game Tyler pitched in Seattle was exactly what you're looking for, a couple weeks ago, but still, he has the potential to do that. Game Andrew just pitched. I mean, the potential's there. Right now, they've hit some rough patches, but, these guys are, these guys are good pitchers, and we're going to need who's ever taken that ball in that first inning to get us a certain point of the game. You can't go 2+ and get your bullpen and get this done. So those guys are going to have to get to a certain point of the game.
What was up with Justin Upton there?
He started to feel a little cramp in his hip, just a little dehydration. He said, I can definitely swing. And he said, I can run too, but we don't want to take any chances. But, so we pitch right for him.
You could tell that from when he was, because it seemed like he that was before any pitches, right? In that.
Yeah, he stepped out of the box and he was stretching a little bit. He called time, and Adam Neville, our trainer, said, "Hey, he has his history of cramps. He might be cramping." And so he just felt a little bit in his hip. He'll be fine though. It's not chronic. It just should be fine for tomorrow.
What did you think of that play that Middlebrooks made on, I think it was the ball that Phillips hit?
Phillips hit. Those guys, we hit the ball hard with some guys in scoring position. Simba Gallo made a diving stop on his ball. Middlebrooks jumped up and saved the run. On the offensive side, even though we didn't have a lot going early, we put ourselves in some positions and, unfortunately, we get some hits to fall in. We just didn't do the job on the mound. Outside of last night, we did a little better job, but the whole series we didn't. So we need to get that in order.
I think Upton reached base 10 times this series. Are you liking what that's doing in terms of setting up further opportunities throughout the order?
Yeah, I think particularly for Albert. I mean, if you look at the opportunities Albert's got and how he's cashed in, that's one of the reasons why Justin's hitting in front of him is to get, you got a guy with a 450 on base and a 360 on base in front of Albert, who's got a 90 plus RBI. So hopefully that's going to create positions for him, for Cole, who's already in fifth, Simba. And that's one of the reasons why I think you want some guys that can drive the ball behind Justin.
The Angels continue their road trip on Monday when they take on the A's at the Coliseum. Parker Bridwell will make the start.